Well, praise the Lord.
Radio.
Robin Allen. Hallelujah. This is the one and only Reverend Robin. Enjoy this song for a moment. This is my precious brother in India. This is Psalm 16:11.
I will show you.
Forevermore. Again, this is Reverend Robin, and thank you for joining us. That was Psalm 16, verse 11. God is good. Didn't you just enjoy that, worshiping the Lord today? I thank you so much for calling in and joining me today. We're going to try to do this every once in a while throughout the week to have Blog Talk Radio to share the Word of God. You have any questions or things, just text them to me. You can call in there at 646-716-4422. Again, that is 646-716-4422. Or you can email me at robin@sistersofthelord.com. or go to our website, sistersofthelord.com. Also, Bill and Robin at BillandRobin.com. But anyway, we thank you so much for joining us. This is called Ask Today. I want to do a series about this to help you understand that God does hear your prayers, how to get your prayers answered, and let's just dive in right now. I want you to turn to Matthew chapter 7, verse 7. That's Matthew 7. Verse 7, I'll give you a moment here. Matthew 7, 7. It's the first book in the New Testament. And it says, ask, and it shall be given. Given you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh, verse 8, receiveth, and he that seeketh, findeth, and to him that knocketh, it shall be opened. Or what man is there of you, whom his son asks bread, will he give him a stone? Or if he asks a fish, will he give him a serpent? If ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your Father, which is in heaven, give good things to them that ask him? Therefore, all things whatsoever you would that men should do to you, do you even to them. For this is the law and the prophets. So in other words, ask, seek, and knock. Excuse me. So if we put that in perspective today, the chapter before chapter 7, Jesus is talking here. All of this that I just read, our precious Lord Jesus is speaking. And in verse 6, he's talking about people are worried. In verse 31, chapter 6, verse 31, Jesus is saying, don't take no thought. Don't worry. Stop worrying about tomorrow, about today. Stop worrying. Because you have a Heavenly Father that knows what you have need of. He says in verse 33, but seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness and all those things that pertain to life, because God knows that you need them, will be added. So I have found through my life since I was a little girl, I have known the Lord Jesus since I was a small girl. I used to tell girls in my elementary class that Jesus loves them and that I saw Jesus. I found out years later, in fact, just recently, that used to just really freak them out or scare them or they didn't understand what I was talking about, especially in first and second grade of school. But, you know, I have loved the Lord. I have always wanted to know the Lord Jesus more and more. That's my heart's desire, is to know him. And I know when I ask, it will be given to me. And when I seek him, when I search out something, it will be given. I'll find it. I'll see it. The Lord will show me. And if I knock, those doors will be open for me. Because in Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6, that's my favorite scripture. I say it every day. That trust in the Lord with all of your heart. Lean not to my own understanding. I don't try to lean and try to figure it all out. But acknowledge God in all of my ways. In other words, I say, Lord, I am going this way. Is this good with you? And I hear, the more I talk with the Lord, I hear his precious spirit witness with mine. The spirit bears witness with your spirit when you're born again, when you're a child of God. Romans 8:12 says, those that are led by the spirit of God, they are the sons of God. And I believe that as I meditate upon the word, and get closer and closer. It's just like growing close with a friend or your husband or wife or anyone. As you get closer and closer, you hear them, you know them more. I've been building a relationship with a dear friend. And this friend is just so encouraging. Takes me for me. And I so appreciate that I don't get judged or put down. But this friend encourages me with the word of God. And we fellowship and pray and sing. And that's what it's all about. Praying and fellowshipping with the Father. Jesus said, if you seek first the kingdom of God. And that's what it is. Seeking the kingdom of God. It sounds so hard, but it isn't. All you have to do is say, Father, show Robin what you want me to do today. Thank you for your love. Your plan is the best plan for me. So I ask and I seek. I listen for that guidance, and I knock for those doors. He will open only those good doors for me. Amen. As we trust in him. And so let's turn to another scripture in John 14:14. That's Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. So go to John chapter 14. Again, if you're just signing in, I see many people signing in. We are studying how to get your prayers answered. And does God hear your prayers? And we're going to do a series on this. Like I said, I'm going to be popping in on Blog Talk Radio throughout the week and sharing with you. If you have any questions, just go to my website at sistersofthelord.com and contact me. You can call me or email me. But anyway, John 14:14, and it says that, well, first let's back up to verse, verily, verily, I say unto you, and this is Jesus again. I love to read the words of our Lord. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, he shall do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. Greater works we can do, because now Jesus lives within us, the Holy Spirit. The Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit makes their house within us. It's just wow. You have to receive it by faith. Amen. Receive it all by faith. Don't try to lean to your own understanding, but just trust the Lord that he lives within you. Verse 13, and whatsoever you shall ask in my name, in the name of Jesus, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. Verse 14, if you shall ask anything in my name, now ask anything in his name. His name is righteous and pure and holy. So you have to ask things according to his plan and purpose. God puts those purposes and plans in your heart as you trust him. And he wants to see you live a life and life more abundantly. John 10:10. Make sure you write all these scriptures down and study them. John 10:10 says the thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy. That's the devil, Satan. He's a loser. He's a liar. But Jesus came to give us life and life more abundantly. That means here on earth. It doesn't mean just when we get to heaven. Our Father wants us to live a life of life abundance, so we can be blessed to be a blessing. So in 14 again, that is, if you shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. Verse 15, if you love me and keep my commandments, I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter. If you don't have the baptism of the Holy Ghost, that is the prayer language that the Lord has given us through the Holy Spirit. All you have to do is ask him to fill you with the Holy Spirit, the gift of tongues. That is your secret prayer language to the Father. The Holy Spirit can intercede for you when you don't know what to pray about. And believing, you know, when the Holy Spirit prays for you, it's perfect. It's God's perfect plan. So we know that Jesus said, if you shall ask anything in my name, his name, for he is peace, he is righteousness, he is our provider, he is everything that we need. And so when you pray in his name, everything that you need and your heart's desires will come to pass. Amen. So now let's go and turn to Psalms, the book of Psalms. And that is, let's go to chapter 34, Psalms 34. And we're going to read, it's about the middle of the Bible. Psalms 34. I love to read the Psalms and David worshiping the Lord. I always say that someday I will lead praise and worship. And with my new dear friend, we're going to lead praise and worship with David and sing before the throne of God with the angels. Oh, hallelujah. Those are some of my requests of the Father. But Psalms 34. And verse 1, now this is how to get your prayers answered. In other words, you know, when my father was alive, Floyd Foley, Reverend Floyd Foley, I'm a pastor's child. you know, he had four girls. Robin, Roxanne, Randy, Rhonda, and Renee, one boy in the middle. But, you know, we as girls, if we needed something from our daddy, we could just climb up and tickle him and make him giggle and, please, daddy. Oh, daddy, you're so wonderful. We love you. You know, when you praise the Father God, he loves that. In his presence is fullness of joy, as you heard that song that we opened the program with. He loves to bless his children. Receive his giving. Everything that God ever wants to do is just give to you. So believe that he hears your prayer. Prayer is just talking with the Father God in the name of Jesus. As Jesus said, if you ask anything in my name, it will be given to you. So remember that. Praise you, Father. Thank you, God. Nothing's too hard for you. Now in Psalms 34, you got there? That is verse 1. And David says, I will bless the Lord at all times. Right there, stop. At all times. I know we all have to work on that. At all times. The rest of it, praise shall continually be in my mouth. You know, sometimes words I heard a long time ago, words are containers. What are your words containing? What are they filled with? What is your life filled with? Do you profess the word of God? Like that said, just write that scripture down. Put it up. I've got scriptures all over my house. And it says, I will bless the Lord at all times. So bless you, Lord. Bless you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. His praise shall be continually from my mouth. Woo! And in my mouth and out of my mouth. All over my mouth. All over our lives. God, I just say, just hide me. Catherine Coleman, if you know her, an old years ago evangelist. I loved to watch her as a child. And she just, Jesus. And her favorite scripture was Psalm 17, 8. That, hide me as the apple of the eye under the wings. Under the shadow of your wings, keep me. That was her favorite. The apple of the eye is the center part that's protected. Nothing can get to it as you blink and all of that with your eye. Can you picture it that God keeps you as the apple of his eye? Blessing the Lord, oh my soul. And verse 2 says, there he goes. He's still boasting on the Lord. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. My soul is my mind. Get a grip on your mind. You know, our spirit man is perfect because Jesus, the Father, and the Holy Spirit live there. No corruption can live in our spirit. It's perfect before the Lord. It's our mind that we're renewing every day. That is in Romans 12, 1 and 2. When you renew your mind, when you offer up your body a living sacrifice, and give it into God, then you'll know the perfect and acceptable will of God, that path. In verse 2, it says, my soul shall make boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Verse 3, oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. And it goes on and talks, jumping on down to verse 7. The angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear them and deliver them. Verse 8. This is a pastor in Uganda. He and I have a secret about this scripture, and we confess it together almost every day. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Taste of the Lord. How do you do that? In fellowship, partaking of him, even in his communion that we call communion, the taking, eating of his flesh, the body that was broken for us. Blood was shed that we drank of his blood. Do you want to see your prayers answered? Do you want to hear the voice of God? Magnify the Lord. Receive his love. Ask, seek, and knock. God does hear you. Take of him. Hallelujah. Mark 9:23, Jesus says to lay down your life and follow him, to take up your cross, to lose sight of yourself, get out of yourself. It's like we hear saying, United States, get over it. Get over yourself. Empty yourself of yourself and fill yourself up with Jesus. Fill yourself with the Word of God. And then in verse 9, there in chapter 34 of Psalms, oh, fear the Lord, ye his saints, for there is no want to them that fear him. That means to respect him, to reverence God. We must reverence the Father. There's no want when we climb up on our, he'll take care of everything. When you ask him and seek and knock on his heart. Hallelujah. Everything. No want. Verse 10, the last part of it says, but they that seek the Lord shall not want any good thing. Verse 15, the eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous, and his ears are open unto their cry. Right there. The eyes of the Lord, God's eyes, are upon you. In his ears. We're created in his image. His ears are open to your cries. He hears you. He loves you. Remember, our text is Matthew 7:7. Ask and ye shall receive. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and it will be open unto you. Trust the Lord, all of your heart. The Lord has pleasure in your prosperity, body, soul, and spirit. In chapter 35 of Psalms, verse 27, it says, let them shout for joy. How long has it been since you shouted for joy? Woo-hoo! Thank you, Father. I love you, God. Oh, just cover me all over with the glory, with your glory. Shout for joy and be glad and favor my righteous cause. Yea, let them say continually. There we go. Continually. Continually say, let the Lord be magnified, which hath pleasure in the prosperity of his servant, of his children. He wants you to be blessed. He wants to give you everything. In John 15, he says in verse 4, if you abide in me, John 15, verse 4, if you abide in me, that means to fellowship, talk with Jesus, read your word of God, read the word, go to church, go fellowship with the body of Christ, abiding in the vine. Right now, that you can bear much fruit. Abide in me and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself. You've got to be a part of him. In verse 7, it says, so if you abide in me and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will and it shall be done unto you. So if you abide in Jesus, you won't ask anything that's off the wall or crazy or not of God's will. And you're going to abide in him. And you ask what you will, and it shall be done for you. Because when you're in love with Jesus, you just want to bless the whole world with his love. You want to lay down your life and die unto Christ and be hid, and only Jesus be seen. That's a start on how we get our prayers answered. It's by asking, seeking, knocking. Matthew 7:7, John 14:14, John 15:7, Proverbs 3:5-6, Psalms 16:11. All of these scriptures. Re-listen to this broadcast if you'd like. This is how we get our prayers answered, not moaning and groaning. Psalms 34:1. I will bless the Lord at all times, no matter what it looks like. Bless you, Lord. Thank you. I trust you, God. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Always praise the Lord. I would rather laugh and worship the Lord and cry unto him than cry tears of sadness and depression and woe is gloom. Trust in the Lord today. This is the beginning on how to get your prayers answered. Ask, seek, and knock. I want to pray with you today and ask that the Lord just bless your heart, bless your mind, as you trust in him, and we'll just listen to this music today and worship unto the Lord, for God is our rock. And listen to the music as we praise you, Lord. Oh. Here we go. He is our rock. He is our strength. You are my hope. Lord, unto you will I cry. You are the rock of my salvation. Father, just bless the people right now that are listening. God, just open up their hearts, open up their ears. Lord, as they ask, seek, and knock, God, that you do hear our prayers, that you do love us, that we are your children. I believe in you. I believe in you, Lord. For your love for me, O God. Turned all my fears and everything into peace. I would love to hear from you. This is Robin Allen. Let Jesus be your rock. Let's trust in him today. I pray for healing in your mind, in your body, in your spirit, in your soul. Let the word of God, fellowship, get alone. Bless the Lord at all times. Unto you, Lord, do we cry. Lord, strengthen my brothers and sisters today. Oh, thank you, Lord, for your love. Thank you, Lord. Well, thank you so much for joining today. God bless you. This is Robin Allen, the Reverend Robin. And I love you with all of my being. Love to hear you. God bless you. And sistersofthelord.com. You can find my phone number, address, email there. And I'll talk to you later.